Hello everyone, thanks for joining me for your weekly words of wisdom to help get you through that work week. I'm Matt and this is the 5-Minute Social Worker. This week, we embark on an odyssey through the tumultuous seas of adolescent communication. You know, that place where words go to retire and emojis take centre stage. Engaging with teenagers is akin to being an archaeologist. You're digging through layers of, I don't know, fine, nothing, and the occasional monosyllabic mumble or grunt, searching for the ancient relics of genuine conversation. Remember when seen was just a simple past tense of to see? In the intricate web of teenage text communication, being seen is now the modern day equivalent of a courtroom gavel coming down. Judgment has been passed. You've been acknowledged, but alas, not worthy of a reply. It's the digital cold shoulder, and it leaves you hanging in limbo. The scene zone is a peculiar place. Your message, an orphaned plea for engagement, floats in the digital cosmos. It's as if you've sent your message into a void, a black hole where words go to die. The teenager has bestowed upon you the most passive of acknowledgements. They've seen it, but that's where the interaction ends. You find yourself entering a cycle of self-doubt, crafting follow-up messages in your head. Should you double text? Deploy an emoji? Perhaps send a gif of a cartoon character tapping its foot impatiently? Emojis, gifs and memes, the holy trinity of teen talk. I once received a meme from my son as a response to a serious question I asked him about how he was feeling. The meme I found myself staring at was a cartoon dog in a room on fire. That signaled to me that actually, this is fine. He responded with humour and the fact he responded was a big win for me. Memes are the cave paintings of the digital age, aren't they? Each one a story, each gif a saga. I used to think the thumbs up emoji was universal for good job or that's great. My son put me right on that too. I've now worked out sending a thumbs up ranges from I acknowledge your existence to you're as outdated as normal TV. If you're going to try and communicate in memes, I recommend a teen translator. But let's be real, in the social work world, being just seen and not replied to is akin to the modern day ghost story. It's spooky, it's unsettling, and it leaves you with more questions than answers. What do they think? Are they crafting a thoughtful response? Or have they simply moved on to the next viral video, leaving your message to gather dust in the archives of red receipts? So what's the solution? It's not found in obsessing over those blue ticks or in deciphering the silence. It's about understanding that for teenagers, communication isn't always about the immediate back and forth. It's about knowing the message was received, processed, and perhaps to be revisited at a time when the words come a bit easier. So, fellow navigators of the digital domain, let's not despair at the scene. Instead, let's see it as a small but significant step in the dance of communication, a reminder that our words have reached their shore, even if the reply is delayed. Keep sending the messages, keep reaching out, and who knows, maybe one day seen will turn into heard, and from there the dialogue will start to flow. The secret to this teenage odyssey isn't about mastering their language or cracking their codes. Sometimes the most profound thing you can do is simply show up. Be there, consistently and without judgment. Your presence is a silent promise that they're not navigating this labyrinth alone. So, as we pull back into the harbour of our journey today, let's appreciate the wild, wonderful world of teenage communication. It's a land of contrasts, of challenges, and of unexpected connections. Keep your ears open, your mind flexible, and your heart ready for whatever comes next. Because in the world of social work, every grunt, every emoji, and yes, every meme is a step toward understanding the enigmatic hearts we're here to guide. Remember this too. Teenagers expect adults to be out of touch, so meeting their expectations can actually be a win. Till next time, thanks for listening and take care.